Instead of vespers, this was the sort of music reverberating around Cúitná Hora's historic Jesuit college on Thursday evening. Over the next couple of days, the building, its spires and courtyard will be playing host to an impressive selection of alternative bands from around the world, all in the name of the Creepy Teepee Music Festival. Stepan Bolf is one of its organisers.
The idea behind the festival is that we as AM 180, which is the gallery and collective of promoters from Prague, we were asked by people from Gask Gallery to create the musical section of this thing. And the idea behind the whole thing is that this place will be open as a new museum of art next year, and they wanted to promote this this fact, not the usual way.
What unusual way did you choose to promote the fact that this is going to be turning into a gallery next year? Can you tell me a bit about what you've put on?
The people who create this gallery, they know what we are doing, and that we are trying to bring to Prague or to Czech alternative artists, and that the musical section with us creating will not be like mainstream thing or like the standard lineup of summer events in Czech.
Do you think it's a disadvantage that we are not in Prague, that we're here in Cúitná Hora, or do you think actually this location makes this festival something special and something different?
I'm very happy that this event takes place here in Cúitná Hora, because it's a nice place. The bands enjoy it, we enjoy it, all the people enjoy it, the audience. And it's not so far from Prague, so people travel here and back again every day. Some people stay here around the city in camps and so. I think it's maybe good for the city that there are maybe many people who never were there before. At the same time, there are many types of people which are not so usual to meet in the streets of Czech towns. I think it's good to do this.
I got some news on you from a friend. You're in Charlotte again, teaching Spanish at high school.
On Thursday, it was Illinois' own Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, also known as Owen Ashworth, who opened the show. Perhaps surprisingly, given his stage name, Ashworth was performing in Cúitná Hora en route to a wedding in Slovakia, at which he was set to play.
Actually, they didn't tell me it was a wedding until right before I left for this tour. I think they were afraid I'd say no, so they booked it like a normal show, and every indication was that it was just going to be an average show. But just a few days ago, the email said, oh, by the way, it's a wedding.
What do you think about this as a place for a festival?
It's really beautiful. I just walked over and saw the cathedral. Is it St. Barbara right here? And I'm going to go see the ossuary, the bone chapel, in the morning, which I'm really excited about. I'm really kind of terrified. And have you been before? Have you seen it?
It's a long story. Oh. Let's just say no.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You were asking the audience for some kind of stories of the ossuary, of the bone church. Did you get satisfactory tales of it?
No. No one has been any help at all.
What did you make of the audience?
People seemed really nice. I could tell that there were some people, at least, the people I was looking at, who were, you know, enjoying themselves, and it's nice that people were requesting songs. So it was good. No, sometimes you play at festivals, and you know, this is a smaller audience than some festival I played, but it can be very alienating, and you kind of have to hone in on a few people right in front and sort of read their faces to tell if, you know, people are enjoying it. And, you know, you find yourself playing for very specific people. In larger spaces, I think more so than if it was, you know, more of a standard club audience, or you're gauging the room a bit more. But I don't know. I mean, there were a few people who were really nice and, you know, were smiling and seemed really encouraging. So it felt pretty good.
It seems to me kind of weird to have such a sort of North American lineup, and such a very kind of cool North American lineup here in Cúitná Hora. Does this strike you as weird or not in the least?
Well, I think these are all just bands that have, you know, I think the promoter from Prague, these are all bands that he's booked before. I guess yesterday was more of a European-centric lineup, so I think they just lumped us all together because they figured we could all, you know, we all speak the same language, so we'd get along.
Yeah!
While Cassie O'Tone for the Painfully Alone's performance consisted of one man and a lot of machines, Canadian band Effed Upset was a rather more animated affair. As is tradition, lead singer Damien stripped off and circulated amongst the audience, sometimes changing people's hairstyles, sometimes squashing their beer cans on his head. The rest of the band, including drummer Jonah Falco, played their socks off.
That's a miracle that I don't look sweaty, especially considering how sweaty I am. I take my shirt off when I play, which is maybe the most modest thing anybody who sweats in the band does. But the appearance of not being sweaty is as remarkable as it gets at this corner.
So maybe as you alluded to just there, your shows seem to be quite audience participatory or quite interactive. Maybe for a listener on the radio who can't see, can you sort of explain a bit the sort of philosophy behind your live act?
Well, I can do this in two parts, and I'll try and be brief. As the listeners in Prague and Brno and beyond have places to be, the philosophy with the band musically first was to create sort of something that was as engaging as it could be. I mean, it's a bit selfish in that we tried to make things that were as interesting for us as possible. But in turn, I think that, like, having put everything together, we're trying to make it as textured and interesting and enjoyable for the audience as well. The only problem with texture and interest and layers is live, it just sounds like a bunch of pablum. So the philosophy live is to make things as interactive and boisterous and explosive for the audience as possible. Now, there's six of us. Five of us have to concentrate full time on the texture and the layer, and one of us takes it upon himself to just roll in the gravel, scream and sweat and bleed and ooze all over the floor and the ground, and in that way, everybody's happy. So the live performance is really interactive, and it's not so much that the audience participates, it's that the audience is coerced into being a part of the show.
There, it seemed that you were greeted, or more particularly, your frontman was greeted with a mixture of sort of excitement and complete fear on the part of the audience. Would you say that's a fairly normal response, or would you say Czechs are more game?
I would say Czechs are more game, and I would hands down say that. Like I was just relating, the first time we were here, we went through hell and back to get to the club, and when we got there, the most immediate response was, could be summed up in the sentence, the Czechs are game. So, you know, generally speaking, if a big, hairy, sweaty man whose job it is to scream for an hour sprints at you full speed, some people will respond with terror, some people will respond with an open embrace. Czechs are up for it.
I've dreamt of this home.
Creepy Teepee and the Gask Art Fest that Creepy Teepee's part of run until Sunday at Kutná Hora's Jesuit College. For more details and the full programme, go to the festival's website, which is www.gaskfest.cz.
The bells can carry the wall.